producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us. Ellen, I'll tell you what, the biggest thing you know going is immigration and the president deciding to release his, you know, executive action. So it's all about the status of the 5 million or more immigrants that are in this country illegally, and it's started a firestorm on the Hill, certainly. But now the question is, what happens next?
Well, the question is, of course, with an executive order, exactly what the president or what Congress is going to do. And they say they're going to withhold any nominations except things that involve national security. That would mean the attorney general. This would mean a lot of other things. But let's go back to the Emancipation Proclamation of President Lincoln, which freed 4 million slaves at the stroke of a pen.
Exactly. So you're comparing the two. Yeah.
I think that, you know, they clearly they've been talking about not doing any kinds of actions that would promote his appointees. But they haven't really talked. They've got a couple people. But basically, they haven't really talked about going to the Supreme Court because they're going to lose the Supreme Court. President Bush, number 43, the second President Bush, had 70 signing states.
Well, yeah, and people forget the comparisons. You're right. Interesting.
So I think this is, you know, they can talk all they want. They're not going to win in the Supreme Court, so they are going to take other action. And then the American people say, well, we elect you guys to do something. Do something.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, I'm going to throw out the numbers now, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. America, wake up. What do you think? Is Ellen right on as to where we're going, or do you see it through a different pair of eyes? Because this has been a wild one on America Tonight. So the other thing was is that Senator Cruz was talking about, well, we'll withhold funds and have a, we won't, you know, fund the budget, so we'll have a government shutdown as a possibility. He didn't necessarily say shutdown, but withhold the funds. That would be disastrous for, I think, Republicans, don't you?
It would be a disaster for Republicans, and Senator Cruz is out there on this, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think the government turns into a pumpkin on the 11th of December, and there is no way that they're going to go with that, knowing what the what will do to the markets, what it will do to our standing in the world, et cetera. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. All right, the other thing in a different direction, tell us about this torture report and the release of that.
So there was a torture report. It was given to Dianne Feinstein, who currently is head of the Intelligence Committee, won't be when Congress takes, when the new Congress takes session. But she said she was going to release it. The president sent over his chief of staff to talk to her. And now you have people who are no longer going to be in the Senate, such as Senator Udall from Colorado, that are threatening to read the report into the congressional record, which he has a right to do. And if not, he can submit it into the congressional record, which he has a right to do. And so there's a lot of pressure for the president to release this. A lot of people think that he's acting like George W. Bush and not releasing this, and why isn't he releasing this torture report? Very interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So, of course, Ellen started off talking about the president and immigration. It was a prime time address, although some of the networks didn't carry the president speaking from the White House. The president talked about this immigration plan that would basically shield 5 million, you know, illegal immigrants, which we know, we've been talking about this as 10-point plan. There wasn't any real surprises in this because, as I said, so much of it had leaked out, so we already knew. The gist was that there would be the number, there would be what would happen as far as deportations that would be stopped dead. And what the president said basically was, you can come out of the shadows. You can come out of the shadows now. It's the most sweeping overhaul of whatever our immigration rules, laws have been. I shouldn't say rules because we never had any rules. And in going through it, and I poured through the transcripts, and going through it, like I said, the main thrust of it is he's pushing ahead, making broad changes to the immigration system with nothing to do with Congress, no consent from Congress, which failed to pass any kind of a comprehensive reform bill. As you know, it prompted an angry response from Speaker of the House John Boehner, who said, by ignoring the American people, President Obama has cemented his legacy of lawlessness and squandered what little credibility rather he had left. Republicans are left with the serious responsibility of upholding our oath of office. So now the line in the sand has been drawn. The one point in the plan overall was to pretty much instruct anyone dealing with immigration to target the undocumented immigrants who are dangerous rather than any of the law-abiding undocumented parents of U.S. citizens and residents and others. That's pretty much it. He said they will go after felons, not families, criminals, not children, gang members, not a mom who's working hard, in the words of the president, to provide for her kids. He said, we'll prioritize just like law enforcement does every day. We're going to let you hear snippets of the president. If you didn't hear it, the Republicans, as you just listened to one of the responses from John Boehner, are slamming the president's use of executive authority, his action, as a huge presidential power grab. But the president said he was acting in a manner consistent with actions that have been taken by tons of presidents, Republican and Democratic presidents. And on this ground, he is right, because other presidents have done similar things. However, not to immigration, and not something economically and really life-changing in this country. Nothing to that extent, I think, although we could argue that and go through some other very, very big things that have happened executive order-wise with other presidents. And you heard Ellen throughout the Emancipation Proclamation, certainly. So what are the Republicans going to do? They're weighing their response. They're juggling ideas that range from a government shutdown to, as Ellen mentioned, upholding Obama's nominees in the Senate. And some of the more far-reaching changes in these orders will offer papers and work authorization to up to 4 million people, they say really 5, who are undocumented parents of U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents as long as they've lived in the U.S. for 5 years or longer. Now, we knew, like I said, we knew this was going to be the gist of it because we've heard this many, 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 many times. He's also going to remove the upper age limit of 30 years old from the program Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or what they were calling Dreamers, that allow those brought illegally to the country as children to stay, offering relief to thousands more of people because the age limit was up to 30 years old. Reactions? Oh, I bet you have some. Jump on those phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you in the flip of a hamburger. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com,
541-229-0010. Fly me to the moon, let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
So here we are again.
In other words, darling.
Oh, and that hamburger tastes so good. I have to tell you, without a doubt, nominees will be held up. But the other question is, would we really see a government shutdown? As I mentioned, I think that'd be just disastrous. No need for that. I think by cutting off the flow of who the president wants in particular positions like attorney general, that would be the blowback, the main blowback. And then, of course, there's other things like the lawsuit that's happening and a whole bunch of other things that we have talked about also on the air. You know that the show is going to hear the Supreme Court oral arguments on Obamacare, which will happen in the beginning of March, most likely, maybe end of February, and we'll have lots of reaction about that on the Hill. And that's, of course, the main thing that the administration really is trying to protect. Look for that to also be attacked as well. But this will be when we get rid of the lame duck Congress, because that's what you have right now, and swing in to the new Congress, which many of the familiar faces will still be there. But now with the swing in the voting in the Senate side, where you have majority Republican, they have the majority, the Republican. So now you've got both chambers, and you know all that already. That is when it'll really make a huge difference. I mean, let's just look for a massive standoff. I don't see very much of anything happening in the next 2 years. Jack Alexander is joining us from Down Under. Hello, Jack. How are you?
I am livid, Catherine. Absolutely livid over what this tin-pot banana republic dictator has done. And the absolute gall of Ellen Ratner to compare it to the Emancipation Proclamation is the biggest load of horse manure I have ever heard come out of an alleged respected journalist's mouth. The Emancipation Proclamation freed 4 million people from bondage. It did not reward not 5 million. That's just the liberal lower guess amount.
Right.
Closer to 20 million. It did not reward 20 million people for criminal behavior.
I agree with you on that. There's a big difference between the two. They're trying to make comparisons to it. I understand intellectually the comparison, but you're absolutely right. It doesn't match up, because slavery is different from people breaking the law, which they are lawbreakers. That's why the word illegally in the country, and then people like you trying to come in legally, you just get shut down.
Exactly, and that's it. Every single one of these people is a criminal. It doesn't matter if they've lived nice, pleasant lives. Every day they remain in the country, they are a criminal and need to be treated as such. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous to think that, why is he doing this now? The election is over. He'll have an extra, according to him, 5 million people that'll probably vote Democrat to make sure that Hillary or whoever that the socialist Democrats put up hold on to the White House in spite of the large Republican and conservative sway in the Congress. But look, seriously, Kate, if every single person out there that took the oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic, needs to get their backsides to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, surround that hallowed building, and demand that that man be arrested and dragged out in chains to face the crimes against the people, not only of the United States, but of the world in general. And I found out today that there is a bunch of sheriffs and chiefs of police who were planning to protest on the 10th of December. They are going up there to protest his unilateral action. And frankly, if those sheriffs and chiefs of police do not turn up at the front gate and demand to be let in to arrest him, they should hand in their badges, plain and simple.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think there is going to be a massive outcry. I do think there's going to be a lot of protests, certainly outside of the White House. I agree with that, Jack, but I hate to tell you, I just do not think anything is going to happen to this president whatsoever, except for that we're not. I mean, it's a legacy killer. I think that starts to happen. And also, you know, you mentioned Hillary Clinton. I think that this, and we're going to talk about this in our second hour with Bill Straub, who covered, you know, Washington forever and a day. I think that this is a killer for Hillary Clinton. I really think now, I didn't think this before, but now after the massive conversations today, I think the Democrats are going to have a very hard time in 2016. I really do.
Good. Good. I hope so. But I have to pose this question to those that have just recently been elected. How much more does this man need to do before they will start talking impeachment? How many more laws does he have to break?
I think there'll be a few murmurs, but I honestly think, Jack, that nobody wants to go there with Obama. There are certain reasons why, and I think they're not going to cross that line with him. I don't think so.
Kate, they have got to stop hiding behind the whole bull dust line that he is the first black president.
Yep.
Nobody cares that he is black. We care that he keeps breaking the law and then flipping the bird to the people and saying, well, look, hey, if you object to what I'm doing, you're racist. But he's using that as, you know, he's like the bully who keeps getting away with beating up the little kid in the school ground because nobody stops him.
There is truth to that. I agree. There is truth to that. But then, you get labeled a racist for saying that. And you know, there's that crazy line that is so infuriating in this country that I don't understand, and it really is polarizing, but it's wrong. I agree with you, and I think, again, we're going to see a lot of, thanks, Jack, we're going to see a lot of people upset. We're going to see a lot of people that will probably protest in their own way, but we will not see this president impeached. Maybe a few murmurs about it. It's not happening, guys. It's not happening. You know, we've heard this conversation, this drumbeat for a while now. Dan in Texas has called me for I don't know how many years talking about impeachment. It's not happening. It's a fantasy. It's a fantasy if you think that's going to happen. There's no way. I think that what happens is just the standoff and then the rollback. In other words, I mean, the rollback as far as Obama's probably, his approval ratings, maybe his legacy takes a few, a few dents. No laws, nothing significant happened in the 2 years, but I really, truly believe that there's just no way. There's no way they're going there. No way whatsoever. It's not happening. That's why I was willing to say to Dan, I will walk naked to New Jersey if this president is impeached. I am so confident of that. And I don't think I'm going out on a great big limb saying that. Listen, guys, I've off the record, because they won't come on the air and say it. Of course they won't. But I've certainly polled as many as I can, especially in Congress, Republicans who I know either directly or indirectly, and it's not even something that's being discussed widely. More that's really what's being discussed is, okay, well, how can we dismantle Obamacare, or at least parts of it, and how do we get somebody elected, a Republican elected in 2016? That's the overwhelming conversation. And yes, frustration without a doubt. However, not to the point of, okay, we're going to take this drastic measure no matter what anyone thinks, no matter what they want to say about us. It doesn't matter, because these are things that have happened that we just feel are completely wrong and shouldn't have happened. And these executive orders are over the top executive orders. So it's unconstitutional. It is being challenged. There's a lawsuit, as you know, and that's being pushed. We'll see. I think that's going to be tough too, but it doesn't matter. It's the show of, hey, we don't think this is constitutional. We don't like it one bit. So we're going to go on record as saying we're willing to do this, but not the impeachment. That will not happen. There will be nothing that will come up that will be of massive significance in that area. Talk show hosts talk about it and people talk about it, but I don't think you're going to see that at all on the Hill. All right, you might disagree. You can certainly weigh in. 855-266-5283. Sadly, some other things happened during the day that took your breath away, or my breath away anyway, including in Tallahassee. I know we have a lot of listeners there. We're going to talk about that next on ATN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A 380 semi-automatic handgun, and he had additional ammunition in his pockets. We have not found any information at this time to indicate why he chose this morning to act or why he chose the Schroeder Library as the place for his actions. Based on all the evidence this time, we continue to believe that Mr. May acted alone and that there is no further threat to the students, the university, the workers, or the community.
Sadly, with so many friends and family that live in Florida, immediately my phone blew up to tell me about what was going on in Florida State. And I know many of you listening to us in Tallahassee, thank you for your emails as well to alert me to the fact of what was going on. And very sad. Again, my connections, my personal connections to FSU, it really makes me feel that I've got a heavy heart as I talk about this. I think of all the kids in the library huddled, trying to cram, trying to take a breath here and there to study for exams. It's a very big campus, and gunshots ring out, and that's what you heard right there, the description of what went on, rattling a packed library early on Thursday. Three people hurt. Hundreds of students just dove between bookshelves before the cops encountered and killed the gunman outside. And they right online, cell phones, texts, everything. It worked brilliantly, at least, where people were alerted that there had been a shooting in the library and to stay where you are. One of the injured people is in critical condition still, I believe, tonight. That's the latest that I've gotten from a quick call before we jumped on Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. And there was another patient who was shot in the leg and is in decent condition, is in good condition. The third was grazed by a bullet, treated and released at the scene, thank goodness. And you had officers from Florida State. You had the Tallahassee Police Departments. They were there 3 to 5 minutes of the first reports of gunfire. So bravo to them, the response so quick. I love it because that made a huge difference here. Once they were there, they found the gunman outside and they asked him to drop his gun. He didn't do it. He didn't do it and actually shot at one of the cops, and then that was it. They returned the fire and he was killed. And the student, I keep saying the gunman, we know who he is. His name is Myron May, a 2005 graduate of FSU. He graduated from Texas Tech University Law School back in 2009, practiced law in both Texas and New Mexico. That's what we know about him. He moved back into that area a few weeks ago. So the other reasons behind it and trying to make sense of the something that's not, you know, makes no sense whatsoever, as you heard the Tallahassee Police Chief Michael DeLeo say as he was talking about there at the top. They're trying to figure out, you know, what exactly happened. And, you know, they're talking to witnesses at the scene also because, you know, they're still investigating how it all ended. But May had a written journal and videos where he said in those things that he had fears of being targeted. He wanted to bring the issue of targeting out in the public. And looking at the videos, they say he appeared to be in crisis. He had some sort of a severe problem. So schools canceled classes and exams Thursday because of that whole shooting thing. Final exams don't start until December, but still 300 to 400 students. They were there cramming, reading, doing all the things. Then the gunshots and the texts that were sent out. And there was just so many kids there. It is so, thank goodness, lucky. One, the response was incredible. But that nobody, you know, there was a mass killing that they thought quickly. They barricaded themselves. They shoved the tables and the bookshelves against the doors. They reached out to people to let them know what was going on. And thank goodness that that happened. Thank goodness. But what a terrible, terrible thing. I mean, this school has 40,000 students. I mean, of course, there's other campuses all over Florida for Florida State. But there you are on the main campus. Wow. It's all going to be back again open on Friday. And the FSU president, John Thrasher, said, we're thoughtful of what happened. Thank goodness for the students and their quick thinking and whatnot. So what could have been an incredible loss, luckily that's not what we're talking about jumping on the air here for America tonight. Now, there's something else going on, too, that's equally as big in a different way, and it's what's going on in Ferguson. You know, we're waiting to see what happens with the grand jury. And you've got the officer, Darren Wilson, who is facing possible criminal charges, who wants to resign. Now this has come out that he's resigning. He feels as though he wants to resign. Wow. So the father of Michael Brown spoke to supporters on Thursday urging calm because we expect this decision to happen. And we, again, to reemphasize, I'm sure you all know this, but the jury is weighing whether to indict Darren Wilson, the white police officer who shot and killed Brown, a black teenager in Ferguson, back on August 9th. There are so many other parts to this moving story I can't tell you, and you know we have certainly hashed them out here on these airwaves. It would be very rare for this to happen. It's not an automatic thing. I would be surprised if that happened, but I wonder with Wilson and the pressure that's going on there, if he feels like a resignation is the way to go in light of what's going to happen afterwards with the decision to what I think is going to be to not file any criminal news, to not have enough evidence to go to level charges against Wilson, and then the reaction around the country and the reaction in Ferguson, because the buildup has been incredible. I mean, you know, even you have the St. Louis police chief who is saying that his officers are ready for whatever happens. And why? Because they've had 3 months to prepare. They are literally doing their jobs and preparing for the nightmare in Ferguson. That shows you how worried they are about this. Very, very worried. And if you look at, and you may have seen some slices of this, but this is radio, let me describe it to you. If you were to see a video or a picture of the police station, if you were to see the courthouse, you would see that streets and sidewalks around all county buildings have lots of police going up and down, and they're going to be completely wrapped by the boys in blue and women with all kinds of assistance from anyone they can find. The interior security of the county buildings, police and the National Guard. So this is how serious this is being taken. There's no, well, if this happens, no. They are doing it. In anticipation of that, they're doing it. The city police, they say, are going to wear normal unis because they don't want to appear like they're militarizing the area after what happened the last time. But they're trying to de-escalate whatever they can de-escalate. Now, this is in light of what could. This is an if. The if bomb gets dropped on Ferguson and thousands of dollars have to be spent in preparation for what could happen. Schools are going to be closed. Waiting for that announcement of the grand jury. If it's on a weekend, it wouldn't matter. If it's not, then they're saying the schools are going to be closed. And parents received letters that come get your children from school if the decision comes out during school hours. How crazy it is if you think about that. In anticipation of the worst. So, I mean, this is bigger than preparedness for disasters of Mother Nature, of epic proportions, of other things that have happened. And I think it's because of things that we've seen before, Watts riots, different era, different places, different scenarios. But because of what happened initially in Ferguson and all the problems, St. Louis and Ferguson, they felt it was worth it to spend the money on training, and to make sure that there was no way there was any weak spots at all in and around any of those county buildings. And I cannot believe that, you know, basically parents are on high alert. And not just in Ferguson, by the way, because it touched such a nerve with protests about racism and police brutality since the death of Michael Brown. In other cities like West Palm Beach, Florida, of all places, to New York, to Chicago, to L.A., there are concerns about demonstrations and demonstrations becoming nasty and everything else that you could possibly imagine. So it's well beyond St. Louis. How about that? And I say, how about that? Because not that people want to protest, or not that everybody has an opinion or any of that kind of stuff, but the fact that it's the what I call the if bomb. If this happens, we don't even know what's going to happen. Wow. Coming up next here on America Tonight, the mailbag. I'm going to let you all be heard. Stay with us.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Sugar Boy called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, the mailbag is overflowing. What else is new? Thanks so much. Whenever you have something on your mind or you want to share your opinion, you can't get through at night, or you're downloading the show, frankly, during the day, go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. On that note, let's dive right in.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's our first one from Scotty B. I say it's funny because Scotty B says, Kate, longtime listener, first time emailer. I get it. Pretty clever. And Scotty B says, I'm so tired of this immigration tug of war. My God, we are all Americans. Can't we be nice to each other? Can't we help some of these people? I'm not advocating for amnesty across the board, but there has to be a better way to do this. Somebody suggested on your show a couple of weeks ago, why not just make it the open avenue of let's get our act together. Somebody comes in for a seasonal gig and then they leave, or I should say job, and then they go back across the border. So they take their money with them. They pay a tax on that. We give them a little bit of a better wage and everybody's happy. And hey, if Americans want those jobs, they can apply for those jobs. So much of this goes back to what you always say. They never enforce the law, and they allowed the free-flowing system to happen of give me the cheap labor, give me the cheap labor, give me the cheap labor. And, hey, they made a lot of money on that. And I guess if you made that money, you feel happy with it. But for the rest of us who are in the majority, we're the ones getting jammed up on higher insurance, paying for it in our schools. And in general, because of the vast amount of illegals in this country, it is breaking the system, and this is stupid. There is an easier way to do this, don't you think? Well, yeah, you've been listening. I've been saying that. And I do think there is the avenue of where you could do the in and out, your seasonal boom. You'd have to really have it enforced and be organized. And this is part of the problem. You know, I realized the other night, I say this all the time, that we're a nation that reacts instead of acts, especially the people who represent us in D.C. Well, part of the other problem is we're not organized. We're not communicating. We're not organized. People who are successful put systems in place. The people that we talk about, the billionaires and the other people, if they're not putting their system in place, somebody else is in their companies, right? Warren Buffett, whoever, just pick someone out of the sky. So that's the kind of people we need in Washington. That's the kind of system we need in Washington. We can duke it out and fight about ideologies and policies and all that kind of stuff. When it comes down to it, implementation, we got a failure. And if we're going to do anything that we're going to try to implement and organize and streamline the problems we're having at the border, then we need a system in place that works. It's not going to be 100% because nothing in life is 100%. Don't give me any perfectionists because that doesn't work, and they don't work in systems like that. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from John. And John says, Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time. I've emailed you a couple times, but I got to be honest, it's been a while. I'm super, super busy, but I've been thinking about emailing. And I wanted to tell you, I love the fact that you do the dumb things I shouldn't have done. Boy, do I have a list for you, and I promise you I'm going to send them. I've actually turned some of my friends on to it. I don't know. In a way, it kind of makes you feel better when you do something that is really bad, that costs you somehow, and then you got to get over that hurdle, because it's not always ha-ha funny. Sometimes it's pretty costly, and I think you started it because of Nathan and his tree accident, and you saw what it was like, and you talked about that on the air with him several times, coming through the other side. Yep, definitely. It was in honor of Nathan, because it made me think about how many times have we done something with keys where we've locked them in cars, and we've been in terrible areas and trying to figure out how do we get out of this a problem, how do we solve this. And all of us can relate to doing, you know, locking a door behind us, even if it's something that seems so obvious. But yeah, thanks. Thanks for the note. Okay, this one comes to us from Jake in Austin, who emails us all the time. Jake does. Hi, Kate Delaney and everybody else, Matt, Nathan, and the rest of the crew at America Tonight. A terrible thing happened, and this morning I just was made aware of it once again, and you say this all the time about sacred places. Did you hear about the shooting at Florida State? I know that you have family in Florida, and I'm sure they probably let you know that that happened. It once again, three kids were injured, and then the gunman was finally taken down. What do we have to do in this country to figure out a way to stop the insanity? And maybe there is no way to do it because people do outrageous things. People lose their mind. All kinds of things happen behind the reason. You always say, what if and how did this happen and the red flags. But I don't know that we can always see the red flags, and maybe that's part of the problem. Yeah, that's true. And this did happen. I did get a text. It's funny you say that. I did get a text from my brother. But gunshots happened at the library at Florida State, and there were a couple of students that were hurt. I think it was three, as you said in your email. And there were others that were just people just ran. You had people hiding, ducking behind bookshelves, and the cops came in, and boom, they killed the guy with the gun. So now the question is just becomes the same thing again. What do we have to do, and what happened here? What was going on in Tallahassee with this student or this person that went in and decided he was going to go and do that? The good news is that the cops responded immediately. The school, of course, has canceled all classes and exams and all of that because of the shooting. People are freaked out. And can you imagine being in the library and just being missed and being one of those people huddled in the corner? I can't. I think of the big school that I went to and the giant library we had, and it would be incredibly, you know, frightening. And you have so many people, I'm sure, crammed in there because people were getting ready for exams. So that's why they canceled them, and that's why you had so many people that were sitting ducks. And then you start to hear the shots, they ring out, and, you know, that's what happens. Now, one thing that did happen, and I was made aware of this actually by the text from my family, from my brother, is students did something. They shoved tables and bookshelves and whatnot to barricade themselves, and they sent things out to friends and said, there's a guy with a gun in the library, blah, blah, blah. So the phone lines just blew up immediately. And like I said, the police responded incredibly fast. And that's the good news there. And now it's going to be the question of how did this happen? What's the reason behind this? What's the why? And all the panic on the FSU campus, which, of course, we're talking about here on America Tonight. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Marty. And Marty says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Bill Cosby situation the other day. Man, it's so disheartening but so sickening at the same time. I could not stand by a guy who I think is hilarious when all these allegations are coming out. There's nothing in it for the women. There's no reason that they would just all of a sudden speak out. They were afraid. He had power, and he used it to his advantage. We can throw the word allegedly around, but then you have Janice Dickinson, who was a model, who said that, you know, basically what he did was went to dinner with her and put something in a drink, and then, you know, she was a victim too, and it is just incredibly sickening to me. And I can't imagine that anything that he's got going on futuristically, that anybody's going to keep him around for any of those dates. And it's just too bad that people didn't step forward faster, because now here's that situation where maybe somebody else would have been spared if one of those women had done that. But I, not being a woman, I understand how incredibly tough it must be. And especially back in those days when some of these things happened, you wouldn't come forward because of what they would ultimately do to you and what you would have to prove. You know, it's interesting. There was a movie that he was, you know, it's just the timing. NBC, I think, had a movie with him, and they kind of shuffled that around, because what are they going to do? I mean, this is a major damage blow with these allegations to his image. There's no question. And, you know, Cosby's attorney is saying, oh, it's a lie, all these things are a lie. But when you have, I agree with the email, when you have these different people coming out from different areas, from different eras, and saying that, you got to think, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Because it doesn't make any sense. What is the gain? You're not suing, there's not money involved in this, there's nothing that they would get from this other than getting attention. Other than getting attention that really no woman would want. Because it doesn't, there's nothing in it. There's nothing there, right? I'll tell you, I think that, and there's five women. And we're talking, you know, one was in the 60s, and another was in the 70s, and, you know, another was, I want to say, was in the 80s. So, you know, different time frames for all of this. And I can just imagine what his attorney is dealing with, the avalanche of phone calls, which is why they're coming out and saying, you know, something. All right, thanks for all the emails. You can always flip them to me at americatonight.net.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host.
host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.